Well, Whole Foods Market has become the first retailer in the U.S. to require labeling of all genetically modified food sold in its stores, with a new labeling requirement to be in place within 5 years. Whole Foods President A.C. Gallo says the decision is in response to consumer demand, and the action has gotten mixed reviews from the industry, with the Cornucopia Institute, an organic advocacy group, thrilled at the move. But the Grocery Manufacturers Association opposes it, stating the labels could mislead consumers into believing that the food products are somehow different or present a special risk or potential risk. The group's executive director of government affairs noted that the Food and Drug Administration and regulatory and scientific bodies, including the World Health Organization and the American Medical Association, have deemed genetically modified products safe. That being said, the chairman of Just Label It, a campaign for a federal requirement to label foods containing genetically modified ingredients, calls the Whole Foods decision a game changer. But at the biotechnology industry organization, Karen Batcher says it's too early to determine what impact the decision will have. She says it looks like the company wants to expand its inventory of certified organic and non-GMO lines and notes the industry has always supported voluntary labeling of food for marketing reasons. Still, without scientific evidence showing genetically modified foods cause health or safety issues, Batcher says labeling is unnecessary. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.